The Top Leaf Mate Bar in downtown Bend, Oregon, looks a lot like your average coffee shop. It sounds like a coffee shop, too. But there's no coffee on the menu here. The baristas are exclusively serving products made with yerba mate. That's a large shrub grown in countries like Argentina and Paraguay. The leaves are dried and steeped in either hot or cold water to make a beverage that's kind of like tea. But Top Leaf customer Elian Meserve is nursing a mug holding something that looks more like a fancy, frothy coffee.
A mocha mate.
So what does a mocha mate taste like?
It's mate and chocolate, and it's very good.
Another popular drink is the mate latte. Customer Alex Monshall says he made the switch from coffee to mate several months ago. He admits he used to drink up to 4 cups of coffee a day. Not anymore.
The cool thing about it is, like, it's not like if I miss a day of mate, I'm pissed off all day like coffee was, you know? When you miss your coffee, it's really unpleasant, but mate isn't like something I need to wake up. It's just something that makes me feel really good.
Top Leaf owner Santiago Casanueva is practically evangelistic in his support of mate. He wants to turn the mate bar concept into a franchise chain. But he says he knows it won't displace Americans' coffee anytime soon.
Coffee's had a strong run for 20 years. It's going to keep being here. I educate my customers in a way that allowed them to realize they're making not only a choice that's giving them the same buzz, if not better, but they're getting all these nutritional benefits.
Those nutritional benefits vary depending on who you ask. Jennifer Nelson is Director of Clinical Nutrition at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. She says mate does have disease-fighting antioxidants, along with nutrients like calcium, iron, and vitamin C.
However, the total amount of those nutrients and the total amount of these antioxidants are relatively small in comparison to other foods. And so you need to kind of put it in perspective.
Nelson says mate does contain a small amount of caffeine, but much of its boost comes from other natural stimulants. And she says mate, like other caffeinated beverages, is best consumed in moderation. Moderation is the furthest thing from Oregon entrepreneur Nate Winkler's mind. Winkler runs Oregon Yerba Mate. He does sell mate by the cup in a small cafe, but it's around back in his warehouse where the real action is.
Yeah, just some more one-pounders. Performance.
Winkler imports mate from Argentina and adds herbs and spices in a customized blending machine that looks kind of like a cement mixer. Winkler says even his most creative concoctions are still about 95% mate, but he says the flavored blends are a way to make it appeal to a wider audience.
Mate has a pretty bitter taste, especially drinking it traditional style. So for the American palate, it's really hard to handle that way.
But mixing in other flavors isn't the only concession to North American preferences that Winkler and other mate purveyors have made. In South America, mate is a shared experience, almost a ritual. You drink it out of a gourd through a metal straw called a bombilla. A server pours water over the mate leaves, enough for a single serving. You drink it and pass it back to the server, who does the same thing for the person next to you. The gourd goes around the circle, everyone drinking out of the same straw. Nate Winkler says he drank mate that way when he was in South America with the Peace Corps, but he's not sure most of his customers are ready for that.
If people were more receptive to that kind of thing, I would obviously, you know, be way bigger on it. But we're in America, and it's fast-paced, you know. Get your drink and go. I mean, it's going to be hard to get a bunch of people to come into my cafe and sit around and share a gourd.
Back at the Top Leaf Mate Bar in Bend, Santiago Casanueva says about 10% of his customers choose to share a gourd. Elian Meserve is not one of them. He knows about the traditional way of drinking mate, but says while the shared experience has its attraction, he'd rather just go it alone.
It's just more convenient to have your own. You get to control it, you know? And we seem to like that aspect.
In addition to the convenience of drinking mate out of a cup, there's also the yuck factor. In a germ-phobic society, sharing a straw doesn't have much appeal. For VOA News, I'm Chris Lehman in Bend, Oregon.